It's been a tough year for the pharmaceutical industry. There have been complaints about the high cost of medicine, as well as safety questions about popular drugs to treat depression and pain. Both have eroded the industry's reputation. In response, the industry's high-powered Washington trade group, known as Pharma, has hired a high-profile new leader. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Billy Tozan says his top mission as president and CEO of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America is to recapture the trust of the American public. Tozan's well known around Washington. He served more than two decades in Congress, including 3 years as chairman of the committee that oversees the drug industry. He said he decided to take the job with Pharma because of his recent bout with intestinal cancer.
Were there better offers? Yeah, significantly better offers. I chose to do this in large part because, frankly, I feel like I'm living on borrowed time, in a sense. I owe this industry my life.
But while Tozan says regaining public trust is at the top of his agenda, he also made it clear that the industry isn't backing down on its opposition to some highly popular issues now before Congress. The biggest is whether or not to allow lower-cost drugs to be imported from Canada and other countries. Tozan says it's simply too dangerous.
And anybody who makes it the law of the land that counterfeiters and cheats and people working in dirty labs in Indonesia can ship drugs into this country that might not even be the drugs you need, anybody who votes for that and people start dying as a result, or terrorists get a hold of that situation and start importing products into this country to harm us on purpose, is going to live with that on their conscience.
The group also remains unalterably opposed to efforts to allow Medicare to negotiate prices for the new drug benefit that starts next year, part of a law Tozan helped write.
And that's price control. That's how it starts. That's how it ends. If you accept it in little chunks and bigger chunks, like wholesale blocks, you're walking right into the direction Europe and so many other places have gone. And if you really want rationing and medicine, good place to start.
Tozan says what the industry wants to do most is help those who can't afford their medicines get them, both by improving insurance coverage for drugs and, more immediately, by spending what he described as tens of millions of dollars on an effort to link uninsured Americans with drug company-sponsored assistance programs. But others aren't so sure Tozan is the right man for the task. Ron Pollack is executive director of Families USA, a consumer group that's long criticized drug industry practices. Pollack says Tozan's very appointment makes the industry's public relations problem worse.
I think that anybody who knows the story of Billy Tozan's leadership in the House of Representatives on the Medicare legislation and how it really towed the line of the pharmaceutical industry to their tremendous benefit. And then not too long thereafter, he becomes president of Pharma. I think people will feel that this is inappropriate. It certainly has an odor to it that many people will find offensive.
Tozan, however, says the industry has and will continue to operate within the rules for lobbying Congress. It does have a lot of lobbyists, he says, because Congress is considering what he calls, quote, a lot of bad policy. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington. ¶¶